Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, Katy Perry hooked up with Orlando Bloom in 2016. And before they hooked up, Orlando was celibate for 6 months on purpose.
Really?
Pro surfer Laird Hamilton suggested it to him, saying, if you want to be serious about a relationship, go celibate for a few months and figure it out. So Orlando took his advice and even went further than he originally planned. He said, I was going to do 3 months, but I was really enjoying the way I was relating to women.
Wow.
And to the feminine within myself. During that time, Orlando didn't even take care of himself, but he doesn't.
I was going to ask that.
But he doesn't advise it. He said it was insane. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it was advisable.
It doesn't sound healthy.
Yes. He says, you got to keep it moving down there.
That's what I told Scott, too. I said, just think about all of the fun times we can have together now.
Yeah. So here's my question. What will we see more of in 9 months? You know?
Baby, how many babies do you think are going to be born in 9 months?
Exactly.
There's going to be a ton of babies.
And it's going to be December, January. I was thinking about this because it's going to be right around like Christmas-ish, 40 weeks from now.
Well, what's funny, I just saw that divorces are skyrocketing in China because
everybody's
people
together.
People had spent far too much time together and realized their relationship maybe wasn't so great.
Yeah.
We talked about that too amongst each other. And I said to Scott, I said, you have to also remember that because our kid has been home with us nonstop as well. And I'm like, we have to remember that if you need to take a break from everyone and just go out to the garage, take a drive, take a walk, we need to say that to each other and respect the fact for personal time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if that, and everyone needs to have that conversation because, you know, you're going to be home with a lot of people for a few weeks. So if you need to ring the bell and say, hey, I need to take a drive.
Right. Out of the same.
I'm tapping out.
Take a drive. I'm coming back. I just need a minute.
I need a break.
Eventually, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count the minutes.
Oh, well, I would be. I would be like, I got a stopwatch. You got 10. I'll see you in a few.
Yeah. Take your break and get on with it.
You better clock in. Right. Clock out.
Well, Daniel Radcliffe was cast as Harry Potter when he was 11 years old, and he spent the next decade of his life in the spotlight.
He was so cute. He was such a cute kid, too. Wasn't he just, like, adorable for that part?
Oh, yeah, especially in the early days when he had those little baby bangs.
Exactly.
Well, in a new interview, he said that led him to becoming an alcoholic. He said, if I got drunk, I'd suddenly be very aware of there being interest in that because it's not just a drunk guy. It's, oh, Harry Potter's getting drunk in the bar. Then, as you get very drunk, you become aware that, oh, people are watching more now because now I'm getting very drunk, so I should probably drink more to ignore that more. Daniel also turned to alcohol when he was worried about what he would do once the Harry Potter franchise ended. He said it was panic, a little bit not knowing what to do next and not being comfortable enough in who I was to remain sober. Daniel previously said he understands how child stars will turn to alcohol and drugs because they often have that you know, crushing pressure of having to be the breadwinner in their family. And at some point they may feel pressured into finding a way to continue that as opposed to just having fun like a normal kid.
Yeah. I think a lot of actors go through that when they have, you know, the actor that played Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, when that ended, he had a little bit of a breakdown because he didn't know. What do I do? What do I do now? This has been my world, my life for so long.
Mm.
And such a big part of my identity is this character.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little piece of good news for football fans. The NFL reached a new collective bargaining agreement. It's going to pave the way for a 17-game season as early as 2021.
Oh, that's good.
Players getting a bigger piece of the league's revenue. Two more teams will make the playoffs. So there's a little bit more football coming our way.
Yay!
Yeah, and if you're really dying because you haven't been able to watch any sports... So, we binge watched I got my parents addicted to Outlander. And so they have been watching that nonstop all weekend at my house.
Oh, well, that's
because, you know, my dad, they're huge. Sports is on the TV all the time.
Yeah.
And so they've just been really lost without basketball.
Wasn't a whole lot
like,
on.
What do you do? Right. Everything's off. Well, there is one sport that has survived, and it is the Iditarod.
Yes.
Dog sledding is happening.
So, very nice.
I know. It has for decades been called the last great race on earth. And now people are calling it the last great sport on earth. This is it.
Wow.
I know. But they have made some changes. Race officials postponed the Meet the Mushers event for this coming Saturday, as well as the awards banquet, urging fans not to show up at the finish line. Rerouted a little bit, moving checkpoints outside communities, and they've put up barricades to keep the public away.
Hmm.
They'll still get the usual food drop bags, straw for bedding, and other supplies.
So we'll
have to tune in to ESPN to see how everyone's doing.
Because that's good. We're going to have full round-the-clock coverage because there's nothing else for them to do.
We watched horse racing on Saturday, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, I've never watched horse racing on TV before.
Well, they still are doing, I think, their races, but with no public there.
Yeah, no one was there.
Yeah, they had the spiral stakes.
That and music lessons are the only two things so far that has survived Jacob's schedule, is his horseback riding and music. We'll see.
Meanwhile, President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus, according to the White House physician. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has decided not to be tested after he was told by doctors it wasn't necessary. He also indicated that he wasn't displaying any symptoms. Christian Wood, however, the Detroit Pistons, is the third NBA player to test positive for COVID-19. In other NBA news, 19-year-old Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson says he'll pay the salaries of all employees at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans for the next 30 days. He's 19, and he's got the jack to do that.
That's impressive.
Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz is kicking money in for his team's employees, too. So that's really cool to see.
That is cool.
And, some Nevada brothels are making customers wear masks. So they're open for business. Yeah. And that's really all I got for the moment. Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Fake or For Real. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I got through.
All right.
Yeah. Are you working today?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Nurse staffing. So.
Oh, heck yeah. You're going to work.
We love you. Are people completely crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here is your moment. Give one piece of advice from a nurse. What one piece of advice would you want to share with the Tri-State concerning the coronavirus right now?
Wash your hands.
Wash your damn hands.
Thank you.
All right, let's try to get you to Skyline. Maybe get you some green noodles for St. Patrick's Day. This is how we're going to celebrate since we can't go out and drink the green beer. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, is the real one A? A guy uses a fishing pole to steal a Versace necklace off a mannequin. Is it B, man ends up in ER after attempting to shave with a machete? And C, woman drives riding mower into neighbor's she shed after argument over a male stripper?
I feel like it's got to be A.
You're right, it is A.
Wow, good job, Amanda.
Well done.
All right, I'll give this guy some credit. He's definitely creative. Cops in Melbourne, Australia just released security footage of a burglary that happened a few weeks ago. A guy walked into a high-end fashion store at about 2 a.m., then used a fishing pole to reach into the display and snatch a Versace necklace off of a mannequin's neck. The whole process took him 3 hours of trying, which included him swapping his shorter fishing pole for a longer one. Somehow, and I don't know how, but somehow no one passed by or caught him during that entire time. Police have released the footage for help tracking him down. They described him as 40 to 50 years old, white, about 5'10", with a receding hairline.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.